The WMFO Digital Clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. No matter how little time I have on my hands, I've always got time for that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 45 minutes, let's call it the 11:50 hour. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But we're going to start right off with a whole bunch of free association because things are just too busy for me. Things are changing, things are happening. You don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I just needed something to go easy for me today, and that means free association with you, the listener. Dropping words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group so that I can think of the first thing that pops into my head and play it. Done and done. So let us do that exactly now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Everybody shout, stomp your feet, get on the beat, the wind is city hop. Just hold your sweetie tight, now swing her to your right. Clap your hands right in this band, well, that's the wind is city hop. When you're dancing across the floor, you must be remembered. Here's a dance you all should know, it's a solid sender. Throw your left foot out. Everybody shout.
stomp your feet right on the beat, Windy City House.
Shouts for Brussels sprouts, and my dear old auntie chokes on artichokes. Yeah, the whole darn shower like their cauliflower too. And if you like beetroot, I'll be true to you. And my cousin Gladys is a guzzling a radish, is a henny time. Dad will spend his money on a nanny, and whoa, all our number like their fresh cucumber too. And if you like beetroot, I'll be true to you. And my sister Jean's always eating beans, my little brother leeks. I just saw Ma lick a piece of garlic, everybody duck when she speaks. I'll take you home to shell tomato, come with me. It's corny, but it's nice when they throw rice. Whoa, yes, let us get us to the church by 2:30. And if you like beetroot, I'll be true to you. And my sister Jean's always eating beans. My little brother leeks. I just saw Ma lick a piece of garlic. Everybody that when she speaks. Cool, Grandpa goes out with his sparrow just to buy some marrow with green peas for all our teas, and they're horrible. We even feed the parrot on chopped carrots, that's true. But if you like beetroot, I'll beetroot to you. So go, man, go. I'll take you home to Shotometa. Come with me, my dear. It's corny, but it's nice when they throw rice. Oh, yes, let us get us to the church by 2:30. And if you like beetroot, I'll be true to you. Russell shouts for Brussels sprouts. Artichokes for artichokes. A cousin Gladys is a guzzling radish. She's a sister Jean's always eating beans. If you like me, should I be true to you?
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. I'm gonna sing now. Got a flicker, fellas. Casting not a glance at me, and you turned the jewel a twinkling in your hand. You took it and you tossed it in the waters of the sea, while the waves of dashing idly on the sand. You went your way unheeding, and my tears I could not hide. You went your way and not a word I said. Her heart is aching underneath its mask of pride, while the pine tree sobbed in pity overhead. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Come back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore.
Crackers to Slipper Rozzer the Dropsy and Snide, a public reminder from WMFO, Medford.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box to bloom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce, and I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop on top of her, huh, boy?"
She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, there's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail when you're in jail. For stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. Got in the mail from a frail at Yale. Who failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail on the Santa Fe Trail. Hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like the dribbling of the fram. People used to stop me, say, hey boy, don't you know you've been up really bad? And I get mad, shake their head, so they get some too. And then one day this doll says, baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. This man is true, your top's a mop of sloppy residue. That's so like a clown. I went downtown, saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendruff. But I can't use my comb, it'll cover with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snare? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling frail. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
I wanna grow up to be a teddy boy, just like my daddy before me. His fluorescent socks and his drainpipe pants are waiting in the bottom drawer, see? They call him Bobby Pete, cause you couldn't see his feet. His blue suede became just a blur. He wouldn't take no stick. Take the band with his mind. With my kind of music, you gotta move. You can't stand still at all. Just watch the gang as we bump on the ceiling to the ducks they ball on the wall. Knee trembler, see me bob. Knee trembler, let it fall.
A lot of folks sneeze or cough, and there are a lot of different coughs and a lot of different sneezes. Now, take for instance, we have a chocolate cough. It goes like this. It's really a sneeze, you say. Hershey! And then they have the inquisitive sneeze. It's like this. Who is she? Then we have the confession sneeze. Achoo! That was very clever of you. I'd like to dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball. You'll excuse me, folks, if I light a cigarette. Won't you? It's so comforting to light a good cigarette and really relaxes you, make you feel good. And this job don't pay enough to be miserable. Because it's a good job, but I don't want a good job. I want some money. Speaking of foreign words, I want you to know my name is Red Fox, spelled R-E-D-D-F-O-double-cross, pronounced Red Fox. In Spanish, is Zorro Rojo. In French, it's Renault Rouge. In Russian, Ilchevich Stepanovsky. In Japanese, Kai Ketsuni. And for you others, Ngungi Bonga Ngunga. Songs have no meaning to me tonight because my heart is just broken after reading the papers this afternoon about the fellow that went to the electric chair. See, he had been in death row 5 years, and he had 12 reprieves, him and another fellow. They had been living next door to each other for 5 years and had 12 reprieves apiece. And finally, this one fella that went to he lost his reprieve. And he was going down toward the door where they had the electric chair with the juice on. And he had lived next door to this fella, the only one he had to talk to for 5 years. And he looked back to say goodbye, and his buddy looked and saw him leaving. He wanted to think of something to say to him, and his heart swelled up as big as a melon. His words choked in his throat. He couldn't think what to say to a pal, and he wouldn't see any more ever. And he looked down the hallway and said, "George, more power to you."
Waiting.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are free associating all over this place. All over it. But we've just got a little bit more of it to go before we jump into the radio obituaries, just a little bit before midnight tonight, because we got a whole lot of them to get to, as usual. And you wouldn't want us to ignore anyone out there other than, of course, the ones that we decline. Hey, we'll talk about that in a few minutes when we get to said radio obituaries. But right now, let's jump right back into the free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
These words don't make no sense. Baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and it's you I gotta tell. Keep out my baby and I'm no doing well. I'm gonna ring your door till I break you a bell. Heebie-jeebies, can't you see? Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the dump back. Heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, get back. Heebie-jeebies, wanna duck back, duck back. Heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, get back. Heebie-jeebies, wanna duck back, duck back. Baby, put the jinx on me. Put the janks on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I feel so bad. I got the heebie-jeebies, why you make me mad? Well, open up the door and let me in. I won't say you put the janks on me again. Heebie-jeebies, cause I love you so. Please don't put the janks on me no more.
We all have our little demons that we have to fight and wrestle with. We all live in the Garden of Eden, but even in the Garden of Eden, you have rules. If you know the rules, you can live beautifully, but if you disobey the rules, then it isn't so great for you. Freedom has a price. Nothing is free, everything has a price, and if you don't mind paying the price, that's okay. It's like the fellow that steals the hubcaps, and the cop says, "Would you like to go to prison for that, just a hubcap?" Kid doesn't mind going to prison, he's going to keep on stealing hubcaps.
Beneath the moon, bright beyond compare.
When you hear blue jays chirping high and sassy, and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air.
When you see folks all polite and classy, and every smile bids you stay and rest,
off that train, you're in Tallahassee. The Southland at its best. When you see land
out of the window of the train,
kinda green and grassy,
how in the world can you complain?
Beneath the moon,
you'd ought to see the way it shines,
bright beyond compare,
the way it shines upon the pines.
When you hear blue jays chirping high and fancy, and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air.
Oh, son!
When you see folks
having their after-dinner chats,
all polite and classy,
gentlemen all remove their hats,
and every smile
perfect harmony and peace
bids you stay and rest,
hand the porter your valise,
get off that train, you're in Tallahassee,
the capital city of Florida,
and the Southland.
It's best, there is no doubt of it, we do not exaggerate a bit,
the Southland
at its very best.
Daddy, you cats been scandalizing my name, I think I better straighten you out. Now, I'm a very conservative fella, and I don't go for displays of emotion. But I'm in love with a chick named Messy Bessie, and she cuts up whenever she takes a notion. Now, she ain't high class like I am, so sometimes she gets carried away. And that's when she starts to goofing, and this is what you'll hear me say. This is what I tell her. Don't get messy, Bessie. Keep your whiskey quiet. When you've had a couple of drinks, woman, you just might start a riot. Don't get messy, Bessie. You know what I'm talking about. When your love comes tumbling down, you'll wear a good man out. Now when that whiskey moves you, you start to snapping your fingers and shouting out loud, start shaking and quaking and whooping and hollering. You talk so loud you draw a crowd. So don't get messy, Bessie. Try to play it cool, 'cause you just wait till I get you home, then I'll get messy too.
Bone into stone, you're taking me home to meet your familiars. nice to meet you. You cast your spell very well. Cut Poppy's toes off, pull an animal's nose off. How'd you magic my clothes off? Demon woman, take me back to your room. Make me howl at the moon. Make me pray to the temple of woo.
Demon woman, demon.
Your breasts are balls of flame, and I'm burning my hands playing this ball game.
Demon woman, demon woman, demon woman.
natural meaning of coming in a girl's mouth? Do I wish to feed her or fill her mouth with filth? Is it just a test when she accepts my messiest mess? Or simply paint a funny milk moustache across her face? Or is there in this thrilling ritual something messianic? Some sort of baptism by sperm? Like my cock is John the Baptist saying, one day someone greater than me shall come. Or some Moses who leads an entire nation across her tongue to liberation. Well, that must be it. Why else for a girl's mouth saltily full with a fluid the consistency of honey? Tapioca and motor oil.
Probably shouldn't be so indecisive. Eventually you're gonna wanna reconsider. You might be lost if you hesitate. You gotta act like you know what you're doing. You gotta stay detached and let the whole damn world run free. Cause baby you're overmatched. You might feel like you're up to your neck. Probably worry that you're over your head. Not agree, that's probably all true. So darling, just go to bed. Makes me think your train has left the station. You're a little shelling and you got the hiccups. I can see you trying to act like you know what you're doing. You gotta stay detached, let the whole damn world run free. If you really got an itch, just scratch. You hit the lights on all night long. If I can sound just Raphael, so you hope nothing else this proves.
Ricky Bates.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Erin Mimble, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up tonight's free association. Thank you all for your participation. I could not do it without you. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We haven't done it much since we started the new radio obituary year, but let us take a look at the radio obituary statistics as we begin tonight's radio obituaries. As of the end of this evening's program, in this radio obituary year that started on November 1st, we will have completed 46 radio obituaries, we will have declined 45, and we will have 103 in the backlog. Way to start a year. I know. We're doing great, though. We're doing great. I am not worried about anything. Let us make sure I continue to feel that way as we begin the radio obituaries, as I always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Gary Scruggs, the Grammy winner, songwriter, musician, and eldest son of Earl Scruggs. He played electric bass, harmonica, guitar, keyboards, and percussion, and he also worked as a producer, mostly with Waylon Jennings, but others as well, and he was also an arranger. He just passed away at 72. We would like to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for making sure we didn't miss it, and also not missing this, his very first 45, written by someone who was in the radio obituary retrospective just a couple of weeks ago, Tom T. Hall. It's the initial radio obituary for Gary Scruggs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What's the word, Matilda?
Love.
Beautiful.
In San Francisco, the gentlemen say the word. On Hayes Street, the gentlemen say the word. What's the word?
Eastburg.
Mr. East Burke, would you like to take us on a tour of the building? Isn't that Mr. Drone, the principal of East Burke?
Here come the Dirt! Here come the Dirt! Everybody know that it is the Dirt!
And aren't you Mr. Jackson, the assistant principal?
May I have your attention, please?
There seems to be a disturbance over in the social studies department.
Thank you.
And what did you say, Mr. Abernathy?
America needs you, Harry Truman.
And there's Mrs. Pinley teaching her language arts class.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write.
Dynamite.
We now switch you to Cletus Muff at the East Burke High School ball game.
This is Cletus Muff on the scene at the ball game. Coach, you just scored 1 point. You're leading with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Could this be the magic that lasts?
Coach, I heard mention of a slight disturbance in the first quarter.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
By the way, Coach, what's the name of this silly game?
Hustle's the name of the game.
Congratulations, Coach. You just won the ball game.
It's a miracle.
Thank you, Coach. This is Cletus Muff on the scene at the ball game.
I'm in the music department now with Miss Cyphers, the head of the music department. Miss Cyphers, what made you decide to get into music as a career? And who are you?
American man.
And there's Mr. Brindle, the director of the stage band. Mr. Brindle, you don't look too well today.
Switchboard, may I help you?
Give me information.
And there's the construction class building some type of structure.
Working on a
I don't believe it. A huge gust of wind just came up and blew the structure down.
Waste a day, then waste a night.
May I have your attention, please?
Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can.
Well, it looks like we've just about run out of time.
That's the way. That's the way. That's the way.
And what did you say your name is again?
I am Mr. East.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is from Elvin Parker, the American drummer, who, along with his brother, the sax player Maceo Parker, were key members of James Brown's band. James Brown even said in 2004, "The greatest drummer I ever had in my life was Melvin Parker." I feel good, pop his bag. Nobody ever did that. Nobody. And they can't do it now. And if I was getting ready to cut a record that was right, I'd go to Melvin today because he's just like a metronome. Melvin Parker just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.